Broadcasting from parts unknown, USA. It's the Many Moods of Ben Vaughn.
Hello, music lovers, and welcome to the Many Moods of Ben Vaughn. I'm your host, Ben Vaughn, coming to you once again through the miracle of radio, the modern miracle of FM radio. And it's really great to be here on the air, in stereo, on the FM dial, or your device of choice. And we're very happy that you've decided to join us. We're broadcasting like we usually do from the Relay Shack in parts unknown, USA. We can't tell you where we are in the USA, but we are centrally isolated in the middle of nowhere in the Relay Shack, surrounded by boxes of records, CDs, 45s. We have 8-track tapes. We got all kinds of stuff laying around here. And I can't wait to play some of this music for you. We span many decades, many styles, and many moods on this show. And this episode is no exception, except that we will be playing nothing but instrumental music for the next hour. No vocals, just instrumental music. And we're going to delve into quite a few genres. We're going to hear blues, jazz, Memphis rockabilly, New Orleans funk, 50s rock and roll, easy listening, 80s alternative rock, Brazilian samba, soul, British invasion, and much, much more. So sit back, settle in, relax, get comfortable. This is the special instrumental edition of The Many Moods. And we're going to start off with an atmospheric, moody piece of music by Junior Walker and the All-Stars. This is called Cleo's Mood.
Thank you.
Oh yes, we just heard an instrumental by the Beatles, a rare thing, a piece of music composed by all four members. That was called Flying from the Magical Mystery Tour album. And before that, we heard the Village Stompers, a big hit back in the early 60s, Washington Square by the Village Stompers. And we started that set off with Junior Walker. I'm Ben Vaughn. This is The Many Moods of Ben Vaughn, and we're playing nothing but instrumental music, which is really a big deal here in the Relay Shack. It really is. The first album I ever owned was by Duane Eddy, so I'm an instrumental music fanatic, so this is a labor of love if there ever was one. And we have a record queued up here by J.M. Van Eaton, recorded in Memphis, and he was Jerry Lee Lewis's drummer. And he also made this 45 right here. It's called Beatnik by J.M. Van Eaton.
Yeah.
Broadcasting from parts unknown, USA, it's the Many Moods of Ben Vaughn.
We have been listening to Hugh Masekela on trumpet. Wow, there's something about the way he plays trumpet. It sounds like it's a different instrument than a regular trumpet, but it isn't. It's just the way he plays it. Hugh Masekela with a tune called Unlania. And before Hugh Masekela, we heard The Meters with Sophisticated Sissy, and we started that set off with J.M. Van Eaton. Queued up and ready to go, we have more great instrumental music to play for you. when we return with the Many Moods of Ben Vaughn.
Thank you.
Coming to you across the airwaves, these are the many moods of Ben Vaughn. And now, here's your host, Ben Vaughn.
Okay, we are back. Welcome back to the show. And the Many Moods is now in syndication. We're on in 28 different places right now. And we thank all of you out there for making that happen. Oh, yes. Okay, we're playing instrumental music right here. And we have a great one lined up by Link Wray. This is called Jack the Ripper. You're listening to the Many Moods of Ben Vaughn. Thank you. Wow, that was recorded in 1953. That's crazy to think about, that a record that cool was done in 1953. I mean, that is like pretty advanced. Little Walter with Off the Wall. And before that, we heard Paul McCartney from his first solo album with an instrumental called Sing Along Junk. And we started that set off with Link Wray from 1963, a tune called Jack the Ripper. I'm Ben Vaughn, and you are tuned in to The Many Moods of Ben Vaughn right there on your radio or your device of choice. Kevin is my engineer, and we're here in the Relay Shack, surrounded by boxes of records, CDs, 45s. We have 8-track tapes. We got all kinds of stuff laying around here, and we're playing nothing but instrumental music. And we're going to go to a dangerous area here in the Relay Shack, chronologically dangerous, that is. We're going to go into the 1980s. 1981, a band from Athens, Georgia, called Love Tractor. And the song we're about to hear is called Buy Me $1 Million.
Thank you.
We have been listening to Miles Davis from the soundtrack to the film Elevator to the Gallows. A great name for a film and a great film. Miles Davis with the main title theme from that film. And before that, we heard Johnny and the Hurricanes, maybe the only song they ever recorded without saxophone, Sheba by Johnny and the Hurricanes. And before that, we heard some jazz, traditional jazz from England by Chris Barber's jazz band. 1959, we heard his version of the Sidney Bechet tune, Petite Fleur. And we started that set off with Love Tractor. Coming up after the break, we have more great instrumental music to play for you when we return with The Many Moods of Ben Vaughn.
Don't touch that dial. You're listening to The Many Moods of Ben Vaughn.
Okay, we are back. We know you have other entertainment options, and we thank you for choosing The Many Moods. Yes, thank you for tuning in. Okay, instrumental music. We're going to hear one right now that is, I guess the word would be minimalistic. It's by the Teen Beats. It's from 1959, and it's called The Slop Beat. Thank you. Luiz Bamfa on guitar from Brazil, proving that one man can sound like two men on a guitar if it's in the hands of Luiz Bamfa. That was called Pernambuco. And before that, we heard Montego Joe, a record from 1964 called The Fat Man, and that is the first record to ever feature Chick Corea on piano. That was his debut in the recording studio. And we started that set off with the Teen Beats. I'm Ben Vaughn. This is The Many Moods of Ben Vaughn that you're tuned into, and we are now available as a podcast on an internet near you. Oh yes, wherever you download podcasts, we are there now. The Many Moods of Ben Vaughn, just look it up and find it and subscribe, and then you'll have this show delivered to your door every week, your virtual door. And we thank KCDZ and Joshua Tree for putting these on the internet for us. So thank you, KCDZ. And even though it looks like 1974 here in the Relay Shack, we actually have a Facebook page. Oh yeah, we are keeping up with modern times. So if you want to see that, go to Facebook and like us. Really, really like us. Okay, I have a bunch of LPs here. Let me get these 8 tracks out of the way though. Did I mention 1974? Okay, here it is right here. This is a Freddie King album. Kevin, if you could put this on the turntable. Freddie King was one of the best electric guitar players of all time. And that can be scientifically proven. You could hook his music up to a machine and it would prove that that is true. He was just amazing. And we're going to hear a tune by him called San Jose. Here's Freddie King. Oh yes, the beautiful tones of Mr. Ackerbilk on the clarinet. That's called Stranger on the Shore. And before that, we heard Gator Bait by the Gators from New Orleans from 1970, a pretty rare instrumental record by those guys. And we started that set off with Freddie King. And that just about does it for us. We have run out of time. We got to go. We got to get out of here. The show is produced by Charles Tobias. Engineered by Kevin Jarvis. Our announcer is Smith Harrison, and I'm your host, Ben Vaughn. Thank you so much for listening. Come back and visit us again, right here in the Relay Shack. We'll be waiting for you. Until then, arrivederci, auf Wiedersehen, adios, au revoir, aloha, and goodbye. See ya.